Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who will decide where to go. You'll look up and down the streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not so good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there, in a wide open air. Out there things can happen, and frequently do, to many people as brainy and footsie as you. And then things start to happen. Don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm so sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself, it's not easily done. You will come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but most they're darked. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare to stay out, or do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right and the quarters, or maybe not quite, or go around back and sneak from behind? Simple it's not, I'm afraid you will find. For a mind maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused that you'll start in the race, down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace, and grind on for miles, cross weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. For people are just waiting, waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for the wind to fly a kite, waiting around for Friday night, waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing, With banner flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky, ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you go, there is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame. You'll be famous as famous can be, with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too. Games you can't win, cause you'll play against you. All alone, whether you like it or not. Alone will be something, you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't go on. But on you will go, through the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemy is proud. On you will go, though the hacking cracks howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I will know you'll hike far. And face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft. And never mix up your right foot with your left. And you will succeed. Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So, be your name Boxbomb or Bixie or Bray. Or Mordecai, Ali Van, Allen, O'Shea. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. I recited that straight from Oh, the Places You Go by Dr. Seuss. My first time actually reading it as I recited it, because as a pioneer, and that's what I think of myself, I've seen so much this weekend. I feel like I'm still in the haiku kind of rhyming. Let me gentle that up for you. After this weekend, I've seen so much gold. I went digging for gold. It was like going out into the 1800s, pioneer. Let's go to the West. Let's leave our home. Let's just go. Let's just go, brother. Let's go, sister. Let's get out of here. Let's go create something. Let's make something happen. I felt like a pioneer digging for gold on the foothills, okay? And what I found is that I found diamonds in the conversations, in the people, in the stairs, in the love, in 10X. Grant Cardone was a very special mentor and an instrumental piece to my growth. For one, I was listening to the 10X rule forever. I mean, over probably 50 times in the car, turned my car into a moving university, and something happened. Subconsciously, something happened. Subconsciously, we were tied together, and I was attracted to him, and he was attracted to me, and we were able to do business together, and I am currently on Grant Cardone TV. That was a rhyme. Okay. And I woke, you know, what was so funny about this whole thing in the 10X Growth Con conference down in Miami is that a year ago, I walked out of a conference. I didn't even spend a whole day in it. And this conference was supposed to motivate me. This conference was supposed to move me to make a better business, make a better life, change my mindset, change my ways, create discipline, right, in my life. And I walked out of that seminar. You know why? Because it was free. Bottom line, it was free, okay? And the goal of that seminar was to get the attendees to change their life and change their business with a product at the end for $99.99. I walked out, and I walked out for a couple of reasons, because I'm looking on stage and this gentleman did a great job. We know his story. He did the whole thing. And he said, man, you got to believe in yourselves, guys. And I looked around the room and the crowd was in a chanting rave. And I said, man, this motivation won't stick. How could this motivation stick when we just got some bottom barrel motivation? That my grandma used to say, my mama used to say, believe in yourself. Okay. I look around the room. There's people well up in age, People walked out. Excuse me for my cough. People walked out. And I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, what's the percentage of people in here that's going to go home that is going to go to another free seminar, going to another free conference, and then their life go back to shits. Then they don't take action. Oh, that's it, Stacy. What I got to do is to take action. Maybe I'm wasting my time here, is what I said to myself. I kept battling myself. I battled myself all the way home. Hey, pick me up. I didn't even drive there. Pick me up. I'm going to go home and I'm going to start a company. I'm going to start a company right now. And I'm not going to stop. And I'm going to have the motivation that I've gotten to walk out of this seminar turn to action. The action over time turns to discipline. The discipline over time turns to habit. You think I care? I came home. We're shutting off this damn cable. I need to invest in myself. I need to get books. I'm gonna freaking buy some books. I'm gonna finish a book. I'm gonna read these books that I already have. I'm gonna learn something. I'm gonna apply it. And I'm telling you what, right now, it didn't work out the way I planned it. I thought I was gonna put a website on and people were gonna come, and that's not just the case. Day one of putting out that website, putting out thecomfortkillers.com, first purchasing the domain. Now I got a little more skin in the game, okay? Purchasing the domain, figuring out how to put a website on it, put the website on it, and wrote three articles because the website was bare. I didn't even have pictures. I had to go on Google and get some pictures from other people because I didn't have it, just as placeholders for the time being. Every morning I said, I'm going to create this action plan that's so freaking ruthless, so relentless that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit at this. And a year later, I went to another seminar and it was 10X Growth Con. And this time I got tons of skin, my whole flesh, my entire epidermal layer, okay, the epithelial epidermis was in the game, okay? And that's what I want to share to you, is that what is it going to take to get in the game, to get some skin in the game? It's going to take investing in yourself, and you better start now. And that's why I wanted to recite Dr. Seuss to you, because you don't know which road you're going to go. It's going to get lonely. It's going to get scary. Fear is going to come, but you're going to go for it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacy A. Cross, and there is no E in my name.